This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of March, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you must never miss this study. It is by studying that you win a scholarship. Therefore, imbibe the knowledge that you receive from the Father himself. Question. Whom would you call worthy Brahmins, and what are the signs of them? Answer. 1. Worthy Brahmins are able to relate the knowledge of Baba's Gita by heart. 2. They make many others become like themselves. 3. They donate the wealth of this knowledge to many. 4. They never come into conflict with anyone. 5. Their intellects never become attached to any bodily being. 6. Brahmins have no evil spirits in them. They make effort to renounce body consciousness and to remain soul conscious. Om Shanti. The Father has given the introduction of himself and also the knowledge of the world cycle. It has entered the intellects of you children that the world cycle repeats identically. Just as they create plays and make models, you children should turn this cycle around in your intellects. You are called the spinners of the discus of the cycle of self-realization. So all of this should turn around in your intellects. You have to imbibe the knowledge that you receive from the Father. It should be imbibed to such an extent that at the end you only have the remembrance of the one Father and the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of creation in you. You children should make very good effort. This is an education. You children know that no one except you Brahmins knows this education. There are many different castes. People believe that everyone should come together and be united. Now, the whole world cannot become as one. There does need to be one kingdom, one religion, and one language in this world, but that can only exist in the Golden Age, where there is the world sovereignty of Lakshmi and Narayan, who are the masters of that world. You should explain to people how there was peace in the world at that time. This is a question of Bharat alone. When it was their kingdom, there was peace over the whole world. No one except you children knows this. All are devotees. You can see the difference between their devotion and this knowledge. It is not that ghosts and evil spirits will harm you if you don't worship. No. You now belong to the Father. Whatever evil spirits you have inside you, they will all be removed. The foremost evil spirit is the ego of body consciousness. In order for you to renounce this, the Father makes you soul conscious. When you remember the Father, no evil spirit would dare to come in front of you. None of the evil spirits will come for 21 births. The 5 evil spirits belong to the community of Ravan. The kingdom of Ravan and the kingdom of Rama are separate from each other. In the kingdom of Ravan, there is corruption, whereas in the kingdom of Rama, souls are elevated. No one except you children understands this contrast. However, even among you, only the sensible and wise ones understand it very well, because Maya, the cat, is no less. Sometimes children stop studying or stop going to a centre and do not imbibe divine virtues. Their eyes deceive them. If they see something good, they'll eat it. Therefore, the father explains, this, Lakshmi and Narayan, is the aim and objective, and you have to become like them and imbibe divine virtues like theirs. There, as are the king and queen, so the subjects. Everyone has divine virtues. Devilish traits do not exist there. There are no devils there. No one except you Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris understands these aspects. You have pure pride because you have now become theists, because you belong to the sweetest spiritual father. You also know that no bodily being can teach Raj Yoga. No one else can teach this knowledge or the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is only the Father who can teach you this. You study this and then teach others. They'll ask you who taught you and who is your guru. Because teachers don't teach these spiritual things. Only a guru would teach these things. However, you children know that you have no guru other than the Satguru. He is also called the Supreme. According to the drama, the true Satguru himself comes and gives his own introduction. Whatever he tells us is the truth, and he takes us to the land of truth. There can only be one truth. To remember any bodily being is wrong. Here, you only have to remember the one Father. Just as all souls are tiny points of light, so the Father too is a point of light. Each soul has his own sanskars and karma. Their sanskars cannot be alike. If their sanskars were all alike, their features would also be the same. However, their features can never be the same. There has to be some difference. There is only this one play, and there is only one world, not many. To say that there is a world up above and a world down below, or that there is a world in the stars, are all tall stories. Baba asks, who told you this? They then mention various scriptures. The scriptures must definitely have been written by human beings. You know that this drama is predestined. Second by second, whatever part is being played, it is also predestined in the drama. Children, it has also entered your intellects how this world cycle turns and how human beings play their parts. Baba has told you that it is only you who have parts to play in the Golden Age. You come down number-wise in order to play your parts. Baba explains everything so well, and so you children have to explain all of this to others. Big centres will open, and then important people as well as the poor will come. Generally, this knowledge enters the intellects of poor people quickly. When important people do come, they say they don't have time to study this because of their work. Some children promise that they will study very well, but if they don't study, they harm themselves. Maya would pull them to herself. There are many children who stop studying. If they miss their study, they would definitely fail. Good students in a school would never take leave to go to a wedding or anywhere else, because their intellects would understand that they have to study well and get a good scholarship. This is why they study and would never think of missing their study. They would find nothing sweet but their study. They would understand that otherwise their time would be wasted unnecessarily. Here, there is only the one teacher who teaches you. Therefore, you should never miss your study. Yes, students are number-wise according to how much effort they make. And if a teacher feels that his students are doing very well, he enjoys teaching. Then, if they did well, the teacher's name would be glorified and their grade would improve, and they would attain a high status. Here too, those who study very well will claim a high status. From the same class, some attain a high status and others less, so their income would not be equal. Everything depends on one's intellect. There, human beings teach human beings. However, here, you know that it is the unlimited Father who is teaching you. Therefore, you should study very well and not be careless. You should never leave this study. Sometimes some become traitors by saying topsy-turvy things to one another. You should not follow the dictates of others. No matter what someone says about Srimat, you have the faith that the Father is teaching you, and so you should never leave this study. You children are number-wise, whereas the Father is always number-one. The first. If you leave this study, where else would you go? You can't obtain this study anywhere else. You have to study with Shiv Baba. You also have to make a deal with Shiv Baba. Some say topsy-turvy things and turn the faces of others away. This is Shiv Baba's bank. For instance, some of you may want to start a spiritual gathering outside. You want to accumulate in Shiv Baba's bank. But how are you going to do that? Children come here and give whatever they can to Shiv Baba's Bhandari. If even one penny is given, they receive the return of that 100-fold. Shiv Baba says, in return for that, you will receive a palace. The whole of this old world is going to be destroyed. Many come from wealthy families, but none of you could say that you are not being sustained from Shiv Baba's treasure store, because all of you are being sustained here. Some are poor and some are wealthy. The poor are looked after by the wealthy. There is no question of fear in this. Many children want to belong to Baba, but they also have to be worthy. They have to be healthy and to be able to give knowledge too. Even the government investigates everyone thoroughly before they take them on. Here too, everything first has to be examined. Are they able to do service? All are number-wise. Each of you is making your own effort. Some make effort well, but then become absent. And due to one reason or another, they stop coming, and then that affects their health. You are taught all of this so that you become ever healthy. Those who are interested do understand that it is only by having remembrance that their sins can be cut away. They make very good effort. Some only come here to pass their time. You have to examine yourself about this. The Father explains, if you become careless, it would be known that you would not be able to teach anyone. Baba says you have to become a worthy Brahmin within 7 days, not just a Brahmin in name. A real Brahmin is one who is able to remember Baba's knowledge of the Gita by heart. Brahmin priests are also number-wise. Here too it is the same. If you don't pay attention to this study, what would you become? Each of you has to make effort and give some evidence of your service. It would then be understood what status you will attain. This will be fixed for cycle after cycle. If you don't study and teach others, you should internally understand, I haven't studied very well, and this is why I am not able to teach anyone. Baba asks, why haven't you yet become capable of teaching others? For how much longer must a Brahmin teacher be sent to you? You have to make others become similar to yourselves. Those who study very well should help, but many of you have some sort of conflict with each other, or you become attached to one another and stop studying. Those who make effort will receive the fruit of that. Why do you become influenced by what someone says and stop studying? This too is in the drama. It is not in their fortune. Day by day, the study is becoming more intense and more centres continue to open. All the expenses are taken care of by the children. This is not Shiv Baba's expense. This is the best donation. When others make donations, they only receive limited short-term happiness in return. Whereas whatever you donate here, you receive the reward of that for 21 births. You know that you have come here to become Narayan from an ordinary human. You should follow those who study well. You should study regularly. Generally, it is due to body consciousness that many of you fight with each other. You sulk over your own fortune. This is why the mothers are in the majority. It is the name of the mothers that is glorified. This advancement of the mothers is predestined in the drama. Therefore, the father says, sweet, sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me alone. Remain soul-conscious. Without a body, how would you listen to what others say? Have this firm practice. I am a soul and I must now return home. The father says, renounce everything and just remember the father. Everything depends on this. The father says, by all means do your business, etc. Do 8 hours of business, have 8 hours rest, and do 8 hours service for this government. It is not that you serve me, you serve the whole world. And this is why you should make time for this. The important thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. You shouldn't waste your time. What do you receive by working 8 hours for that government? Maybe 1, 2, or 5,000. By serving this government, you become multi-millionaires. Therefore, you should serve from within your heart. Those who want to become one of the 8 jewels must definitely have remembrance of Baba for 8 hours. Those on the path of devotion have so much remembrance, but they are wasting their time. They don't receive anything. By bathing in the river Ganges, chanting and doing penance, etc., they cannot meet the Father through whom they would receive the inheritance. It is here that you receive your inheritance from the Father, Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do not disobey Srimat by following the dictates of others. Do not listen to wrong things and turn your face away from the study. You must not have conflict with anyone. 2. Examine yourself and ask, do I become careless about anything? Do I pay full attention to this study? Do I waste my time? Have I become soul conscious? Do I do spiritual service from within my heart? Blessing. May you be an egoless true server and show the practical form of this true knowledge with your spiritual authority. When a tree has the authority of being laden with fruit, it begins to bow down, that is, it serves by being humble. In the same way, the children who have spiritual authority will be humble and loving to everyone, to the extent that they are great authorities. Those who have short-lived authority are egotistic, whereas those who have the authority of the truth are egoless while having this authority. These are the practical forms of true knowledge. However much authority true servers have in their attitude, there will accordingly be that much love and humility in their words. Slogan: the basis of fortune is renunciation. You cannot receive fortune without having renunciation. Om Shanti.